The decision by the TUC to call off the impending organized labor's national strike against the hike in electricity utility tariffs as a result of the government's resolve to absorb 25% of the electricity tariff continued to cause a stir on the labor front. Some organized labor groups have accused the TUC of taking unilateral decision to call off the strike scheduled for the 18th of this month without consulting them. One of the labor unions which is against the latest decision by the TUC is the Judicial Service Staff Association of Ghana, JUSAC. Its national chairman, Francis Brakwa, told Behind the News last night that the association will meet to decide on the next move.
From day one, JUSAC as a body has been part of the decision to go on the strike on the 18th. Now, if for anything else, if the government has come out to reduce this, make some reduction, I think it was just fair and prudent to have gathered all the unions which took that decision. So for the TUC, as it were, to take that hasty and unilateral decision, we think it's not in the right direction at all.
So in effect, you share with those who have raised concerns that organized labor should at least have put in place measures to monitor the commitment of the government's pledge before deciding to suspend the strike.
Precisely. That's why we are saying that the decision was hasty, right?
Well, we also know some of the labor unions, they have given the indication that they will still embark on the national strike irrespective of the TUC's decision. What is JUSAC's position on the issue?
Well, in as much as we are not comfortable with the stand taken by TUC, I think it will not just be, fair to us to say that we will go ahead, right? We are yet, as a JUSAC, we are yet to meet on that, to take a decision. So for now, I cannot say anything.
National Chairman of JUSAC, Francis Brakwa, in response, the Deputy Secretary General of the TUC, Dr. Yaoba, denied the accusations. He said the TUC consulted the other labor unions, which gave the mandate to accept the 25% subsidy by government.
I'm saying this to you that we consulted, we had a meeting on Wednesday last week, and the Secretary General explained that Ghana Chamber of Mines, the Ghana Employers Association, Association of Ghana Industries, have put up a proposal. The government has shown that the government has gone to consult. So they have also asked us to consult our members. And at that point, we had a mandate to go and accept that 60%, which later we managed to get it down to 59%. So it is not correct for anybody to say that we did not consult on the 60%. Probably they didn't get their feedback.
So if I understood you clearly, there was a meeting.
There was a meeting on Wednesday last week.
And there were consultations and JUSAC members were there.
Definitely. We consulted and we got the mandate to go and accept it, which became 59. I think what people are talking about is that after they gave us the mandate to go and accept the system, which is now 59, we communicated this to the stakeholders, and government, Ghana Employers Association, and the Business Association. So government came up with a communique that they have accepted the reduction and they are going to implement it and subsidize by 400 million. That came on Sunday. What people are pissed about, my understanding, after I've spoken to ICU leadership and I've spoken to the Magistrate Council of Labour, having got through to Ghana Medical, and now surprisingly I'm hearing that is also making this. What didn't happen, which we admit, is that after the government issued a communique, the Secretary General issued a statement saying that we welcome communique. And remember that when we gave that ultimatum, the Sunday ultimatum, which now later we declare the strike on 18. We did it conditionally. We said that if government does not do anything, we'll go on strike. And before the strike, we will embark on demonstrations across the country. It therefore goes without saying that when government has done something, strike cannot come on.
Deputy Secretary General of the TUC, Dr. Yaoba.